All right, friends, family, team, season 13, episode 7. It's James, and he's back.
Great to be back.
So great to be back. And we trade off with James and Brady. Brady couldn't make it. You know he would be here if he could. And this is going to be sports heavy. James needs to talk WrestleMania.
Yes.
We don't really need to talk baseball, but we probably...
Yeah, we do.
We probably will, which is a bummer for me. But not really. We'll get into it. NBA and NHL playoffs have been so dope. And we have the NFL draft starting on Thursday.
Not thrilled.
Not pumped for James. But I'm thrilled. It's the Washed Up Podcast. Let's get it. You can come get me. I'm in the
slugger and I'm putting this in the field because I've been seeing this coming around the bend. Get the bands by the trend next summer, run the man. Quit playing, got a plan for my comments, huh? This shit is a breeze. Me and my ego, we thick as some thieves. I got tricks up my sleeve and I'm playing for keeps. I don't answer to no one.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back, listeners. Welcome back, James. How you doing?
It is so great to be back. It's a nice sunny day out, ready to be back, ready to roll.
Yeah, and we did have a little bit of rain, a little drizzle there for a little bit, eh?
Little drizzle, but it was just nice that it was sunny for a little bit. And that just gets the mentals up. You're like feeling better, and then the mentals are down again.
It's a cycle. It's a coaster, and we're rolling, you know.
You could say it's the roller coaster for Cody Rhodes.
Oh, what a lead-in. That was electric. I wish we had a WrestleMania sound. I don't know what it would be, but...
Like punching? I don't know.
Yeah.
For those of you who didn't watch, WrestleMania was a couple weeks ago. I've been wanting to talk about it. None of you watched, probably, but it was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
So, wrestling when I was a kid, loved it growing up. Mm. Like, Jeff Hardy, John Cena. I haven't watched it that much, but like now it's like... I'm not saying it's got that mainstream appeal to it now, but it's definitely a little more like you see it more like ESPN even talks about it. And especially The Rock is like the most famous person ever.
Right.
And he was back. And you got to give The Rock credit. He's like a bad guy now because he's like head of the UFC and WWE board. Mm. So his character is a bad guy. That guy can fucking go.
Yeah.
Dude, that guy at 51 years old gets in the WWE ring and he just looks like he hadn't lost a step. And I'm like, yeah, he's probably on a shit ton of steroids. But good God, can that man go?
Yeah, he just keeps moving. He's never stopped working out.
Yeah, he was like the central figure of the story. So for those of you who don't know, Cody Rhodes is like the all-American good guy. Everybody loves him. People buy his shirts. Like, the kids love him. And adults love him, too. Like, he's like just a good guy. And his whole thing has been finishing the story because he went away from WWE, did his own thing, came back. And he wants to beat Roman Reigns, who's like... Alabama, the Yankees, all rolled into one. Like, he's just the guy. And Cody Rhodes, the underdog, and he's going up against The Rock, too, and The Rock became a bad guy. Like, The Rock's, like, whipping him, punching him, like, doing all this stuff, calling him boy every second. And Cody Rhodes ended up coming out on top, and it was awesome at the end. You had John Cena came down, crowd goes nuts. See, that's where I like it. Just the crowd pops.
Right.
When a crowd goes nuts. So John Cena comes out, helps, and then him and The Rock go at it, and him and The Rock were rivals for years. Mm-hmm. Crowd's just going nuts. And then Undertaker comes out and chokeslams The Rock, like the gong hits. And it's just like, it was so cheesy, so corny, but it was fucking awesome.
Yeah, play the hits.
Like, exactly. It's like, and then, like, I guess, like, WWE fans, they're like Star Wars fans. Like, they're never satisfied, or you're going to get people that are going to bitch about it on Twitter. They're like, someone goes, oh, it's fan service. And, like, someone from WWE is like, yeah, aren't we supposed to make our fans happy? Like, isn't that the point? Like,
the whole goal of this thing?
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, everybody, like Undertaker, John Cena, The Rock, it was just like, electric. It was like 5 minutes of like, yes, yes. it just like, it was so entertaining. And then like, you just see like ESPN's talking about it. They kind of like, it's because now they're owned by UFC. It has like a UFC vibe to a little bit. Like they take it a little more seriously. Obviously it's fake as fuck. But my one thing I always say is those guys are still getting thrown through tables.
Right.
They're still getting chairs to the back of the head. That shit's painful. So that's where I like tip my cap. And maybe one day we'll see former fantasy football member Joey Ariola in there.
Tony D'Angelo. Nobody knows his name, James.
Tony D'Angelo. Maybe we'll see him. Maybe we'll see him in there.
Yeah.
I saw he put on Instagram like he got a prime package. And I just said, are we going to see the Don and Logan Paul fight one day? And he said, maybe.
Why not?
I told him I'm going to go for Logan Paul.
To your point about the fans, like, it's a fucking fan show. Fans just never want anything. Everything's wrong all the time. It's like, nobody's doing what we want. Yeah, and then the minute you get what you want, now we're just catering to the fans. Make up your mind.
Exactly. And I did read, though, that, and it was actually Gio told me that Undertaker's spot was originally supposed to be Stone Cold, and that would have been a lot cooler.
Would have been a lot cooler if you did.
If he would have just given The Rock, like, a stunner with the jorts and the beers at the end, but I guess, like, they didn't offer him enough money.
Classic.
So I guess that was the case on that. But either way, still awesome. But, yeah, it's like, I've looked at, like, wrestling Twitter. They, like, are never happy with anything. They're like, yeah. Well, why didn't this happen? Or why didn't that happen? Or why didn't this person come? I'm like, holy shit. I'm like, I didn't watch wrestling that much. And that was fucking awesome.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, I had a phase, obviously, just like every other kid probably did. Rey Mysterio, Randy Orton, just top two of my guys right then and there. But you put anything that brings me back to the days, I'm in.
Yeah.
Sell it.
Exactly.
That's a double-edged sword because Jerry Reinsdorf owns two of my teams and he only sells nostalgia. So,
I mean, he couldn't even sell nostalgia for that Bulls retirement thing, or not the retirement thing, that Ring of Honor. Yeah. So he can't even sell nostalgia for that. It turned into a train wreck.
Yeah. But WrestleMania seemed to be a hit for the average go-around dude.
Yeah, it was, it was fucking awesome.
And everybody's going to get mad about something. And wasn't Cody Rhodes a villain before he took his break?
So, Cody Rhodes, like, his whole thing is that they made him, like, essentially a clown, like, literally in WWE. And then, so somebody, like, phrased it pretty perfect. Somebody phrased it pretty perfect that, like, it's essentially the Lion King, that he went away from WWE, kind of found himself, his dad died, and he came back and, like, won the title that his dad never did. So somebody put it perfectly. They're like, if you don't follow it that closely, it's essentially the Lion King. And I'm like, that kind of makes sense.
But Simba.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But like, I know like John Cena was the top guy forever. And like the older audience used to boo him because he was just a stereotypical good guy.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the case with Cody Rhodes right now. Like everybody just loves him. Like he does stuff for everybody. And then one of my bosses at work, his daughter, she has cancer. Uh-huh. And so her wish was to meet Cody Rhodes this year.
No way.
So they met him when they were in Chicago and they just said he was like the coolest guy. Like the wristband I'm wearing right now that says Harper Strong, he's got one of those and he had it on TV.
Wow.
So I'm like, it's like impossible to hate the guy.
What a good guy.
So he's just good guy, Greg. And he's kind of the reason everyone's watching right now.
You might have to dye your hair blonde just for Cody Rhodes.
Believe me, I thought about that and getting a neck tattoo, too. I was texting with Gio. I'm like, that was awesome. And Gio was like, I'm almost in tears. That was so great.
That was
like, we were texting each other. We're like, that was incredible.
Man, if I would have told what you just said to James 3 years ago,
three months ago,
you would have maybe spit in my face.
I would have said,
good joke.
But yeah, bigger than sports. Some things.
Well, Cody Rhodes, congratulations for being just good guy, Greg.
I DM'd him on Twitter just to come on the podcast. He never replied.
Yeah. The Undertaker still hasn't responded to my DM that I sent at like 3 a.m. a long, long time ago.
That would be great if he was on.
Yeah. We gotta work one bummer-ooski about the Undertaker coming in. He was just in street casual clothes.
Yeah, it kind of sucks. Well, he did say that's like the best thing that he's been retired so he can actually be a normal person.
Right.
Like he doesn't have to.
Oh, yeah, the 6'12 dude can now be a normal person. It's like nobody recognized me. come on, you're the Undertaker.
Like when he finally like retired, I was reading that like he just said it's the best part. Like I don't have to like. He's like, I can go like be, I guess his name is Mark Calloway. He's like, I can go be Mark Calloway and not the Undertaker.
Yeah.
He's like, my kids now can see that like I am not just a guy who walks around with a black hat and a duster jacket on. And I love too how like he like just trolls it. Like he thinks it's so funny. He's like, I literally like wore eyeshadow for 20 years.
Right.
He's like, and that's how I made my millions.
I love that. Well,
it's good stuff.
I'm going to have to tune in longer and not just watch the highlights next year because you're getting me all riled up for this.
We got to go to one.
Okay, fine. I'm in.
Jorts.
Yeah. Oh, every day. I feel like you have to wear jorts. I feel like I couldn't just go to WrestleMania just like wearing my regular street clothes.
Well, I remember I texted you guys last year. I said, I'm like, we should go because it was at the Allstate Arena. And it was like for upper deck tickets, it was like $140.
Yeah.
Like you would think they would be really cheap.
Yeah. I went to one event for the WWE at the Allstate Arena and it was a blast. But it was like a regular old Friday night SmackDown.
Like, do people like, I would love to like if people tailgated for that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, we were in fucking first guy to get his license drove us to Allstate Arena.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's but I would like love now.
Fast forward. Yeah, absolutely. Just, add a couple beers, whole lot different game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Beautiful times for some people. Not me.
It is dark, depressing. It's Thanos snapping his fingers. Dark for you guys.
Yeah, I wish he would just snap the finger. Like, get this team off of people's televisions.
I like that's like the main thing. Is like some people are like, did Thanos have a point? Like maybe he was kind of doing the right thing.
Right. Like this should be like look at all those guys on the team and just be like, you're not MLB caliber anymore.
They are a Triple A team.
Yeah, barely. It's like, dude, you can't score runs at all. The Chicago White Sox have not won four games. Scottie Scheffler has just as many wins as us since whatever. And that's a golfer, for those who don't know. So this is just a pitiful stats, I guess, would be the thing. Analytics, everything about this team that gets trotted out on that dumb fucking field is abysmal, and there's no light at the end of the tunnel. We have one like dim, like fluorescent bulb in AAA in Colson Montgomery, and what's he gonna do? Come up and just be fine on a shit team?
I mean, I saw a thing that AJ Pierzynski said the other day, and he goes, "Listen, he's like in spring training, we knew it was gonna be like this. It would be a little different, but he's like Pedro Grifol ran his mouth all spring training. Mm-hmm. We're gonna be scrappy. Everyone's doubting us. Everyone's like turning their backs on us. You're 3-18.
3-19, I believe.
I think is it 19?
Yeah. A buddy of mine said in a group chat today, he's like, if they don't get to 4-20, that'll be the biggest fumble in sports history.
Yeah.
4-20, sick, blaze it. if we do get to 420, just blaze the whole organization. Just set it on fire.
Keep the stadium for the food.
Yeah, why not? Open it up as like a museum of what not to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What not to do. Of 1 year of luck in 05. And
a Lurie Garcia homer against the Astros.
Oh, golly. Who would have thought that I would miss him? That's the statement. I never thought that it could get worse.
Congrats, like, universe, you won.
Yeah, that'd be like getting punched in the face and then going through your whole day of work and being like, oh, that was the best part of my day.
I mean, I said it though. I like when the Sox, like in 2022, when they were just average all season, I like that more when that happens to you guys. I don't like seeing you guys down this bad.
Yeah, I don't even think I'm down. Like, I just do not care. All the stages of grief have already gone through. I was mad for a while.
You guys beat the Braves. You're like, oh.
Yeah, our first win was against the Braves, and it was like, don't let us get hot. Just please don't.
You guys are not getting hot.
No, we're not getting hot, James. We're not getting lukewarm. We're not getting room temp.
You guys are literally, the hot water is turned off.
Yeah, dude. And obviously, Jerry Reinsdorf would probably pull that move. Be like, oh, yeah, water doesn't get hot over here, so it's just cold water for you guys.
I mean, it's like the fact that like other like people in sports media are talking about Jerry Reinsdorf's teams all the time. That's bad. Like Bill Simmons is now chirping the Bulls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like owners should have to answer to the media. You know, like
they have to. I wish that was true. Like I wish Jerry Reinsdorf had to talk every single game.
Right, or every week, or once a month. Like he needs to be in front of people, and people need to ask him questions. Coaches get in front. GMs get in front. Players have to, even when they don't fucking win. Like Anthony Davis had to do a press conference after Jamal Murray hit a buzzer beater over him.
Yeah.
And you're telling me you don't have the balls to make Jerry Reinsdorf have to get in and answer two questions? Or at least give you the runaround and be like, hey, Jerry, what the fuck's going on? And then he goes, well, you know, the long game, blah, blah, blah. At least make him say words. You know, catch him in a lie. Catch him in some bullshit. To where it's like, okay, he needs to leave. He needs to sell this team. Somebody needs to buy it.
I truly don't think it's ever going to happen. And it's like, here's the thing. I'm like looking at Boston sports, and we've said it a million times. Wouldn't it be nice just to have a year like that they have?
It would be nice to have any sort of happiness.
I mean, just like what Boston has. Like,
yeah.
That guy in the Pat McAfee show, what's Boston Connor, his name is.
Oh,
The guy with the mullet, he's actually really funny. He literally goes, oh, so great. Like, Bruins kick the shit out of the Maple Leafs, and then we get to watch the Celtics the next night. Like,
yeah.
That would be so fun just to have one of those, like, Bulls and Hawks, just something like that.
It'd be great. And the Bulls did beat the Hawks. That was a surefire.
That place was rocking. I was there. It was like Dave Kaplan goes, Chicago fans just deserve a winner after being that crowded for a play-in game, and we're excited to see a playoff game.
Right.
And the Bulls just turn around and get absolutely dogged.
Yeah.
By you the freaking Miami.
Dogged by a Jimmy Butler-less Miami Heat team.
They literally got dog-walked by Bam in the Heat.
I want to know where this podcast is just going to be turned into a slander of Jerry Reinsdorf for way too long. I wonder what he's doing like during the games. Like, does he know when they're on? Does he know what time they start? Is he in the city of Chicago?
What's he drinking?
Right. Is he like already asleep on the couch with his hand in his pants? Or like, did he take too many sleeping pills and like fell asleep trying to cook dinner? Like what? Where in the world is Jerry Reinsdorf? And are we sure he's even alive?
Like, do we think that's like a weekend at Bernie?
Yeah, are we getting a weekend at Bernie's?
He does always wear sunglasses.
Yeah.
He does always wear sunglasses.
Yeah, that's because he's got 19,000 bags under his eyes that those huge fucking shades can hide for a little quick second.
Like, where does he go out to dinner? Like, without someone saying to him, like, fuck you, sir.
Can't be in the city of Chicago unless he's like, I got my...
I think he lives in Glenview.
Well, Glenview needs to fucking out him.
Yeah, they need to just like...
Somebody put his address online, do it. Like, just...
Oh, we should do the flaming dog crap like in Billy Madison.
Oh, my God. I would light myself on fire in front of his doorstep.
Just burn... You would sacrifice yourself for the greater good. Just burn it down.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just don't get it with him. It's he's never... He's becoming like just a movie villain. Like, I'm holding your team's hostage.
Right. And it's like, what is his end goal? Like, why do you get into this at all? Like, why do you stay around? Like, he can't be having fun.
I mean, he literally...
He's got billions of dollars. The fuck am I talking about? He's not going to sell.
No, but, seriously, like, the Bulls Ring of Honor thing, and I said this one, it happened. That was the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen. Like, Jerry Krause, yes, he was bad, but he took his marching orders from Jerry Reinsdorf.
Right.
And you literally just say Jerry Krause right away, you know the crowd's going to boo. Why wouldn't you show his wife first?
Right.
Like, it's like...
Set up for success. Like, you set up for failure.
Your two best players didn't want to be there.
Mm-mm.
Michael Jordan is the most famous athlete ever, and he did not want to be there.
He said,
obviously, he comes up with a different excuse for every time. It's actually kind of comical.
Yeah.
But, like, your two best players, and granted, Rodman wasn't there because, the weather was awful that weekend.
Right.
But no one was there.
Mm-mm. So, there's no sense of change.
They didn't let Phil Jackson speak. They just literally said, like, he was some Johnny Schmo in the corner. Oh, Phil Jackson, stand up, wave, sit back down.
Ridiculous.
It's the greatest coach of all time in the NBA, and you told him just to sit down right away.
Yeah, you told him to put his hands in his lap and just be happy to be here.
Yeah.
But White Sox, there's nothing. I feel like last time I asked you, you were kind of in on the Cubs.
I'm so in. Bullpen sucks, but I think they're fun to watch. Cody's Cody. Nico Horner is, and I was right a couple years ago when I told him, you're my shortstop, not that guy on the south side, and look who's still here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're just having fun. I'm going to speak for them. Kyle Hendricks should not be a professional baseball pitcher anymore. It's like old Yeller at this point. You got to tip your cap to him. He was great on the World Series run, but it's over with him.
Yeah.
He is just losing them games right now because the offense is still averaging 4 to 5 runs a game, and he's just giving up 5 runs.
Yeah. Averaging runs would be fun.
Yeah, sorry.
That's all right. It's all right.
But no, I'm in on them. I just think if they get I think at the deadline, they're going to be buyers for sure. I think we need some relief pitching. And once Steele comes back, like they've done better than I thought without Steele. So that's been good.
Yeah. How long's he up?
I think he comes back, they're saying middle of May.
Oh, damn.
So, right. I mean, I'm happy where they're going right now. They're fun. They're fun to watch at least. They're competing in the NL Central is tough. Brewers are still the Brewers. I don't know how.
Yeah.
But
the main thing is when you score runs in a baseball game, you have a chance.
You have a chance. Like
James.
On Sunday, I was watching. It's like they're down, I think 4-1. Like Nico Horner, boom, dink base hit, gets in a run. Cody Bellinger, boom, dink base hit, gets in a run. It's like they find ways to score runs.
Yeah. Unlike, it's called a supporting team.
Unlike your guys who.
Mm-mm.
No, string
two hits together? No, thank you.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No.
Have a sense of team or chemistry or identity? Nah, we're okay. Swing at the first pitch? Yeah, that's perfect. That's right in my bread and butter.
I mean, seriously, in all honesty, I had a guy at work today asked me, he's like, who do you think is going to be the Sox All-Star? You have to have one. Each team has to have one.
Oh, God.
you're like, nope, we don't get one.
I guess it has to be Garrett Crochet.
Or Gavin Sheets.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? I don't know. He's going to be ruined, no doubt.
Andrew Vaughn sucks.
Andrew Vaughn does suck. I don't get how you can just plateau a year after
and
you got drafted.
And not even be that big of a plateau.
No,
really.
Dude.
Like, still bad 250.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Like, to not take a step in either direction in the offseason doesn't make sense. It's your job.
To train, to get better.
To stay healthy, to treat your body well. That's your only asset as a professional athlete. You think people hired you for your IQ? No. Your baseball IQ, maybe. But train. Keep your body fresh. Limber up those joints. Maybe stretch every once in a while. Have a good meal. Eat clean. Yeah. Don't be...
Luis Robert's eating Domino's.
Yeah. And he could maybe get away with it if it wasn't for fucking every hamstring he's ever had, every hip he's ever had. Like, do these guys not run in the off season?
Yeah, I'm just, that's what, like, at work, it's all Sox fans. Like, there's only a couple Cub fans. They're just like, I just want to know what they do in the off season. He's like, I just want to be there one day, like, hey.
Well,
why don't we wake up, like, throw some long toss, throw the ball around.
Go for a jog.
Yeah, go for a jog. Not a run, just jog. Jog around the field.
Just move the body.
Yeah.
Get your steps in. Have dinner and then walk around the block a couple times.
Throw the headphones on. Listen to some music. FaceTime the gang back in Dominican Republic.
Absolutely. Listen to Yoan Moncada's hit album.
Yeah.
That he obviously made in the off season instead of doing anything baseball related. He found the most translucent, reflective shirt of all time and tried to become a Latin pop star instead of, I don't know, learning to hit from one side of the plate instead of being disastrously unsuccessful at both sides of the plate.
Yeah.
Pick one and just be really good at it.
It's bad. And well,
yeah, I still think we're going to turn it around.
I'm telling you, 15 wins, we're going to knock it off.
Dude, it's ridiculous. I don't even know if we will win back-to-back games this year.
I don't think that. Like, I was listening to Kaplan. He just goes, I don't think they can.
I don't. Well, one, we will not win a series.
Oh, no. That left a long time ago.
So if you are already so set on not winning a series, that already lowers your chances of winning back-to-back games. So, I don't know. I think I'm at the point where this needs to be the worst baseball team of all time. Yeah. This needs to be
like you're
even more comically bad.
Than the 0-3 Tigers.
Yeah, like lose every game if we're going to do this.
Like 7-0, 8-0, 7-1.
Yeah, because every lineup that we put out already shows me that you don't care about scoring runs.
Dude, they were plus 2.5. That's a football spread.
Nobody in the MLB in the last couple of years has ever had to be plus 2.5 multiple times.
We don't have cameras, but Pat just like made a face just like.
I almost
went Frank the Tank for a second. Just like you wanted to yell fuck at the top of your lungs.
It's ridiculous. Nicky Lopez moved from our eighth hitter to the leadoff hitter. He must be hitting well. No. Martin Maldonado can drive legally with his batting average. Great sign by him. Paul DeJong is the power hitter of our team these days.
That's so. I think it was White Sox Dave tweeted. He just goes, "I want Paul DeJong to have lead the team in homers just to show how bad this team is."
Please. Danny Mendick is going to be around for 2 weeks, and he'll probably lead the team in home runs well into the middle of the season.
Keep going. Is this a lineup for tonight?
Nicky Lopez batting off first with a solid even 200 batting average. 11 whole hits. You'd be like, oh, that's not too bad. Yeah, we've played 20 games, you know? So, I guess not too bad. Danny Mendick is batting 500 because he came up yesterday and had 2 hits. That's on pace. Gavin Sheets is being a power hitter, so that's fun. He's got 3 homers and 10 RBIs. And then Eloy is DHing.
Where he belongs forever.
Yeah, I'm sure he still thinks he should be in the outfield. And at this point, fucking let him. Who cares? He's an asset that we're never going to get anything for, and nobody already wants him. Vaughn sucks. Benintendi sucks this year. He's batting 158. Gross. Paul DeJong playing ball. And then, you know, Dominic Fletcher. Okay. Batting 8th. Just kind of around. All of those names are 9 hitters on every other team. Maybe not even an everyday starter.
I'm sorry.
The 9 hitter on almost every other team I would take to lead my team off. That's bad.
I don't get it. That's not good.
I'm over it.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah. So enough of my woes. Any more baseball, I guess?
Yankees are fucking good. Aaron Boone getting kicked out when it was the fan. Couldn't have happened to a better guy. He's such a jerk.
He's such a jerk off. So for those who didn't see it, at the Yankees day game, like 2 days ago.
Yesterday.
It was yesterday?
God, this week's been so long.
Oh my God. It's already been so long.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, come on. A fan in the first row behind the Yankees dugout screamed at the ump and after a pitch, and the ump threw out the manager instead.
Well, also, fuck Aaron Boone for just throwing that guy under the bus right away.
Oh, dude, I would have done it too.
That was so
immediately. It was him, dude. It's like when you get caught in class, like your friend was making you laugh. And yeah, then like, no, you're the one in trouble.
I mean, I hope Aaron Boone like gave that guy a bat or something after the game. Like, hey, sorry.
What? Why? I think the reason he got kicked out.
Did Aaron Boone actually get kicked? Like, did
yeah, he got ejected.
Oh, I thought like that he talked to the ump and said like that wasn't me. The ump was like, sorry.
Oh, I thought he. Maybe I just didn't watch the rest of the clip because I'm pretty sure that he still was told to leave.
Well, I mean, Aaron Boone is a bitch to begin with, so I mean. Maybe that guy did us all a favor by getting him kicked out. Because yeah. Aaron Boone, I can't stand listening to that guy talk.
Well, if I know that's how this game can go, I'm just going to go sit right behind the White Sox dugout. And
we're on to something.
Now we're $1 million idea. Hey, Blue, my name's Pedro Grifol, and you suck my balls.
You have a tiny wiener.
Yeah, you smell.
Your mom's a whore.
Yeah. Hey, it's me, fucking Pedro Grifol.
But my team's pretty good.
Yeah. Pedro, I don't know why you had to yell your name when you were cursing out the ump, but classy move.
You're going to go to, like, McDonald's and be like, hey, I'm Pedro Gafal. You fucking suck. And, like, drive off. And then Pedro Gafal fired for harassing McDonald's employee.
Oh, that'd be great. Now we're cooking. Another thing, Jackson Holliday was brought up. Still really hasn't done.
Feel bad for him.
Yeah.
That's tough. Like, people are saying he's a bust. Dude, he's 20 years old.
Yeah.
That's Orioles are still good, but
Orioles are still good. Jackson Holliday just isn't yet.
Well, here's the thing. My one thing where it's like kind of funny is that he thought he should have been starting opening day. Like, he should have been on the roster to begin with.
Yeah. But when an organization knows how to run, they're not going to have you bat and lead off, kid.
He's not going to be the eight hitter to the leadoff guy.
Yeah. And I say that like, they're. Like, the White Sox are just leaving better talent in AAA while we're putting out a AAA lineup. Like, just switch them for a couple. I got to stop talking
about
the
White Sox. Yeah, we got to stop. We got to move on. No more White Sox.
No more White Sox. I hope Jackson Holliday turns it around because
I think he will.
We've had enough with busts. We don't need them anymore.
Yeah, and plus, like, the Orioles are just so likable, too.
Right.
Like, they're just a fun team to watch, and, like, years of being in the cellar with the Yankees and Red Sox running that division. I hope he turns around. I don't get why, like, see, like, here's the thing. Like, someone like him and then Caitlin Clark, why they have their haters? What did they do to get haters?
Yeah, like, people just want to be the contrarian.
Like, people want to see them fall. Like, I don't get it. Like, yeah. What has Caitlin Clark ever done that's wrong for people to hate her? And for some reason, like, I saw somebody on Twitter goes, I have no idea Jackson Holliday has this much haters.
Yeah.
Like, people are just like, oh, he's, like, sucks. Yeah, he's 20 years old.
Yeah. And also, the MLB draft for him happened a millennia ago. Like, how are you upset?
2 years ago?
Yeah. But also, the MLB draft doesn't really mean anything.
It really doesn't.
You know, it's a crapshoot regardless.
It kind of sucks.
And everybody just sits in triple, double, single A for years.
Jared Mitchell on the Sox is still in triple A.
Good. Yeah, come on, James. We're done with the White Sox. They don't deserve this talk. And by the way, I want to kill Jerry Reinsdorf. What? All right, we're moving on. But yeah, I finding hate against these kids that are just, you know, playing the game we all hoped to play.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
It's, yeah, it's like Caitlin Clark has, like, the whole internet hates her. I don't know why.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. She's not single-handedly, but she is changing the scope of tickets.
Yeah.
Not even the game. She is changing the game, but she's changing how much people can charge for WNBA tickets.
She's kind of screwing you over.
Yeah, neither here nor there. I'm not going to hate on her for raising the price.
She's growing the game.
Yeah. The sky should just include some food in their sweet
that's
prices.
All you ask.
That's really all
couple
that
dogs, couple tenders.
Give me a bucket or two of popcorn, toss in a couple of hot dogs, and maybe like a pitcher of lemonade. I'll be fine. We'll buy the booze.
I got a crazy idea. We put vodka in the lemonade.
God damn it, James.
We put vodka.
It's the craziest thing in the world.
So crazy. It might work.
So crazy. And, dude, don't even get me started. If it's pink lemonade, whole different ball game.
Pink lemonade, we're doing a double header.
Yeah, we're ripping.
But, no, yeah, it's like these. They just, like, they're kids playing, like, a kid's game, and they just have haters for no reason.
Yeah, I know. And it's every, dude, like, that's the main reason I need to buy a recliner, so I can just sit back in them and just talk shit about these kids.
Yeah, it's like,
oh. Like, ah, fucking Victor Wembanyama, I would have been so much better with his height.
Connor Bedard, fraud.
Ugh, if I knew how to skate, handle, and be as smart and cool and know hockey just like him, I'd be way better.
Wait, while we're talking about Caitlin Clark, can we say that video of that reporter with her was the most cringe thing ever in the history of the internet?
Oh my God, that was disgusting.
That was so uncomfortable. Like, that was out of curb right there, how bad it was.
Yeah, it's also like all those sketches of, like, when you do the, like, the awkward kid in high school, like, character. Where it's just like, oh, well, where my hug at, you know? It's like, dude, you're making me want to jump on a pile of nails.
You're making me want to go into traffic.
Yeah. Yeah, blindfolded, dude.
Like that when she's like, oh, yeah, like I do that to my family. And he's like, yeah, do it with me and we'll get along just fine. I was like, oh, my God.
God.
And then the apology was almost worse.
Yeah, that's just me.
Yeah, like the apology.
I do that to everybody. And it's like, well, just because you do it to everybody doesn't make it acceptable.
Yeah. Like
you know, it's not a kosher move.
Like, I thought that video was a joke at first. Like, I thought it was an edited joke. And then I was like, oh, my God, this is real.
Yeah, if Key and Peele was still active, I would have totally thought it was a Key and Peele. Yeah. Or if Tim Robinson just popped out of nowhere, like, that's a great, I think you should leave.
Yeah, like, that's, I think you should leave right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I really do think you should leave, sir. This is getting creepy.
Yeah, this
she's technically still in college.
She's, I don't think she's even, I think 22. She's 22.
Okay, all right. So, still not good.
Yeah, still not good. Not
still
great.
Still not good.
Not great.
Yeah. Oh, you hit 21, and I guess reporters can just talk at you however they please.
Like, I saw Portnoy put out, like, after he said that, did he think, like, yeah, that was a good idea?
Yeah,
like, I strongly think that was a good idea.
After almost everything I say, I go, oh, crap, did I say the wrong thing? And yeah. I get, more people should have that.
That's, like, what I'm saying. Like, if I'm sitting with you guys at O'Sullivan's, I sometimes do that. Not if a member of the national fucking media.
Yeah, and he's like, ah, fucking killed it right there.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, I could say something to the person handing me my food at a drive-thru, and I'll think about it for an hour.
Oh, yeah. Like, when I, like, I'm so hungover sometimes, and I forget how to speak, and I'm like, fries. I'm like, yes. That's
the French ones.
The French
Thank
fries.
You.
French
Thank
fries.
You. I'll take an order. You know what? Make it two. Long day. All right. Well, that was enough of that, because that was a long-winded way of just saying I don't feel for the baseball season. And that's tough.
Cubs in four.
Heard. All right. The NBA playoffs have been
phenomenal.
Pretty sweet so far.
There have been some good games.
Yeah. Let's start with the last game last night just because of the way it ended. Jamal Murray could not hit the red side of a barn the entire game. He wasn't getting anything to go. None of his threes were falling. And even when the Lakers were up 20, a part of me was like, dude, is Jamal Murray going to be the deciding factor in this game?
Yeah.
With how bad he's been, but with how good he can be, it's like he's got to come up when it's needed most.
Yeah, he's an all-star point guard. Like, yeah, and he 100% did.
Yeah, and I saw one, like Jokic was struggling for the second quarter and most of the third. And I saw him miss a couple of easy ones, and I was like, oh, man, that's tough. And then, like, 2 minutes later, he's putting the spin cycle on Rui all over the place, dude. Some of his post moves had me baffled for a good couple of seconds.
Dude, this man, like, Joel Embiid should not have won that MVP last year. This man should be on his way to winning his fourth straight MVP.
Ridiculous.
I mean, it's like you, if the Nuggets win the finals and he wins another MVP, you have to fucking put him in that Steph Curry conversation.
Right.
Like, he is on that level.
Mm-hmm. And it is, it's crazy. We say that it looks like he doesn't even care all the time, but he does get animated. And when he's animated, it's one of the scariest things in the entire
over.
World.
It's over. Yeah. It's the Undertaker gong right there.
Yeah. You'd think for somebody who everybody jokes about, he even hates his job and he just doesn't even care and he's not there. And I saw him run after Jamal Murray after the buzzer beater and I was like, oh my God.
That was the first thing I said. I'm like, oh my God, I've never seen Jokic be like this before.
That's insane. And he was getting heated at like no calls and stuff and all that. And I was like, oh my God. But it's just like after he makes an easy to him layup, he just like trots back like it's just a burden on him.
He's just like, why? Like, God, I'm the one that keeps like scoring.
Just like bobblehead. Fine, I'll take the trash out, Mom. I got it. And that's all his, like, he looks like the entire game. And then he just fucking done.
I love, too, and everyone's like, the Nuggets, Lakers, such a great rivalry. No, it's not.
It's not a rivalry.
The Nuggets kick the shit out of them.
They just play.
Yeah.
They play against each other. And that's like saying the Sox and the Twins are a rivalry, or the Sox and the... I'm done with it, sorry. I apologize. I gotta leave. I'm over it.
If the listeners could just see your face, like, yep, stop, I'm done.
Yeah, I heard it too.
Just take a lap.
You want to go solo on the pod for a little bit? Let me walk around the block.
Yeah.
Tuck in my shirt, figure it out.
But no, that was a great game. NBA playoffs have been, like I said, great so far.
Yeah.
And then that Knicks game last night, I did call Brady before this. I said, I'm like, it would be so fun if the Bulls were like the Knicks. Like a scrappy, scrappy team, and they are so fun to watch.
Yeah, and they don't have Julius Randle.
I don't know who that guy is that they, was it like Hardingwell or something? Or like
Harvenstein or something?
Dude, that guy is an animal on the boards.
He grabs like a bajillion boards a game.
And DiVincenzo, fucking sniper. And like in
bang,
dude, yeah, Mike Breen hit two last night. That's bad.
Oh, dude, when you get double banged, dude, I never want to be on the receiving end of a double bang.
I actually brought this up recently, talking worst bang ever, and I remember it so perfectly. Easter 2012, Bulls Knicks in the Garden. Derrick Rose, phenomenal game, and Carmelo Anthony pulled up from like half court, banked it in, got double banged. It's so defeating when you're on the other side of it.
Yeah, when you get, I think received, because you want to be in the recipient of the double bang.
Dude, but
it's against you.
Dude, yeah, like Carmelo Anthony was the king of the double bang.
Yeah, having a double bang against your team is pretty much just signing up for the grave.
Yeah,
you're done. You're kind of toast after that. And going back to fans are fucking stupid. Joel Embiid was interviewed afterwards, and he's like, we could easily be 2-0 in this series, but don't worry, we're still going to win the series. And like all the comments were like, dude, you're crazy, blah, blah, blah. And then I saw one comment where it's like, what, do you want him to say he's out?
Yeah, like, do you want to say, like, yep, we're good, get swept, or lose it in five?
Right. It's like, people just want to contradict, make other people feel stupid, and it's hilarious. Because it's like, what do you actually want?
Yeah.
Like, hearing Joel Embiid say that almost made me want to live bet the Sixers to win the series, and I still might.
Here's the thing. I was listening to Pick Central on Barstool Sporting, and Smitty, who is from Philly, just goes like, they're in such a lose-lose situation. He's like, Joel Embiid is playing on one leg. He's like, if the Sixers storm back and win this series, that means Joel Embiid is not going to play next series because he put everything into winning this series. So he's like, it's just like Tyrese Maxey is a stud. Like, that guy is a beast. Yeah. But it's just like, he literally said, he's like, Joel Embiid is on one leg right now. And if they win, that it's literally going to take everything out of him and he will not be good to go against the Bucks next series.
Yeah, I just don't think he's going to be good to go at all this year. So
it's a wash year for the Sixers. Like, they'll bounce back. They'll still be good.
Yeah, they can't beat a healthy Bucks team. They sure as fuck can't beat the Celtics the way they're playing right now. So
I don't think anyone's going to beat the Celtics.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, just leave it at that. Like,
yeah, if the Dallas Mavericks can get away from the Clippers, they might.
Dude, the mascot curb stopped.
Disgusting. They got roped.
I mean, yeah, the Clippers are... Dude, Steve Ballmer... Okay, sorry, I'm going to bring up the bad word again. Steve Ballmer paid for concessions for every single fan.
Oh, that's fun.
At the Clippers game.
Yeah. Yeah, because he gives a fuck.
He loves his fans, and there's a reason the Clippers are in the fucking playoffs every single year.
Yeah, because he bought it as a fun toy to take around, make better, make additions to it, make it cooler than when he bought it. I'm not angry. I'm not upset. This is just Steve Ballmer and the way he talks. He's really into it. So
he literally, like, for shits and gigs, went out and got Kawhi and Paul George.
Why not?
Why not?
Why not? Harden didn't have anywhere to go. Fucking bring him over. Let him hang out.
Yeah,
why don't you pay the players that are good and have them figure it out because they're athletes?
I got to look this up. When the last time the Clippers missed? I don't think they missed the playoffs since, like, the Chris Paul, Blake Griffin era.
But as you're looking up that, the Cavs have just kind of worked Orlando.
Yeah, that's over.
Yeah, and the fun thing there is that no one scores in those games. First game went under 200 points.
Nobody likes scoring.
Yeah. Or, I mean, the second game was under 200 points, which is just so impressive. They both were. Holy shit. In this day and age of the NBA, obviously good defense, but also just like not the best offensive teams in the league. So this series will be probably over in 4 or 5, little gentleman sweep. The Magic are good and they have a lot of players, but they are just so young still. And when you go against Donovan Mitchell and Jared Allen and just the rest of that crew, you don't really stand a chance as some youngins.
To answer your question, the Clippers missed the playoffs. They have missed the playoffs once since 2011.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
That's fun, at least. You know, they don't have a championship to hang their hat on.
But they're getting to the
always
semis.
Always there.
They're always
just be there.
Like 2022, I think that was their injury riddled season. I think like Kawhi was out the whole year.
Yeah.
George was out. So but still.
When isn't Kawhi out for the year?
Literally once. Mm-hmm. Since 2011, they missed the playoffs.
And that's crazy. That's awesome.
That's insanity.
If I ever had, I'm over it.
Okay.
I got to stop fucking talking about this.
Cavs Magic, blah.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, fine. Keep the change.
Yeah. Milwaukee and the Pacers. Dame just kind of handled game one by himself.
Yeah, he dog-walked the Pacers.
Yeah. He had 35. Pascal Siakam had 36. So it was kind of just mano-a-mano there. Little help from Middleton for Dame and a little help from Miles Turner for Pascal. But this series without...
It's kind of an ugly series.
It is, especially with no Giannis. If it was Giannis, this series would already be over.
Ugly uniform matchup. Just kind of like the Cavs, like Magic, kind of there.
Yeah.
Like everybody wants to watch the Heat Celtics just because that's a rivalry. They play each other every fucking year.
Right.
And they trade series wins too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this series, I'm kind of like, all right, like let's see, like let's just get the Bucks and the Knicks to play each other in the next round.
Right.
Or the Pacers with their history.
Yeah, let's just get out of this first round in the East.
Yeah.
This kind of just all stinks.
But is this just like the best though when there's just games every night and you get that 9:30 game? It's so perfect to fall asleep to.
Oh, dude. That's why I want after the Super Bowl, I want like just a dumb game afterwards to just kind of, you know, a palate cleanser of sorts.
There you go.
There's nothing on after the Super Bowl and it's like, what am I going to do? I'm pretty drunk and it's only 9:30.
Yeah, it's. Yeah. I don't like the Super Bowl that much. I don't get it's just kind of like.
Yeah, because we've never been there, James.
Yeah, true.
That's all turning around, and we'll talk about it when you're feeling better.
Well, I'm not ready to have this conversation.
Yeah, I know you're not, but we're going to have to. So the Knicks, Phillies has been dope. Boston, Miami is going to be a dog walking fiasco.
Yeah, especially if Jimmy's not. But someone was saying that Jimmy, this is like, he's just planning this. Like, Celtics are going to go up 2-0. Jimmy's going to come back when they're in South Beach, and we're going to get 7 games.
No. We're not.
Jimmy hates the Celtics that much, which I want to see the Celtics curb stomp them.
Yeah, but also, like, this would mean something if you didn't lose to the Sixers, then beat the Bulls to get where you are right now.
True.
You know?
True.
So for this to be a 1-8 seed and Jimmy's like trying to plot, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, like it's over. The Celtics are the best team in the NBA, maybe record wise for sure. But I don't see a world in which Jimmy Butler comes back and makes this any different than a sweep or a gentleman sweep.
Yeah. I'm thinking this goes 5 for sure. I think the Heat get maybe 1 in Miami.
Yeah, I would say if they do, then there should be a little worry for Celtics fans because the Celtics should just power through no matter if Jimmy Butler's on the court or not.
Yeah.
And if they can't, then I'd be a little worried that they can win the whole thing. Into the West, OKC and New Orleans.
Gross.
Yeah,
we really got to get out of the first round.
Yeah, this is disgusting. I really, really thought that the Kings could beat the Pelicans and make this a fun series.
We just want to light the beam.
I just wanted the beam to be lit.
I just want to light the beam.
Come on.
It's like when we're playing the slots. You just want to spin the wheel.
I just want to get there.
Give me to the I don't bonus even care spin. If it's a dollar. Just get me to spin the wheel.
I just want to see it. Come on.
I just wanna, once.
Yeah. But a 94-92 game. Unders, unders, unders. Even when, Like, this is fun because people are playing defense and people don't want other people to score. And that's fun.
Yeah.
When you just like, I'm going to score more than you in a shorter amount of time. That's not fun. No. And that's when you get almost 300 points. And now we're barely cracking 200 and it's electric.
It's ugly.
Yeah. Like you said, the Clippers worked Cavs in game one.
Mavs.
What'd I say?
Cavs.
Oh.
Mavs, Cavs. Same
Mavs, big. Cavs.
Potato, potato.
Yeah. Luka had 33, but was like 3 for 11 from the three.
Still has 33.
Still has 33, but gross. Imagine if a couple more of those fell, you know? Then he has 42. So I still think that the Mavs can win this series just because of how cute Luka and Kyrie have been lately.
Yeah, they're getting cute. PDA, a lot of PDA.
A lot of PDA. I wish Brady was here to talk about Anthony Edwards versus Kevin Durant.
Fucking awesome.
So cool, dude. And I saw a picture of like comparing the generations when KD was guarding Kobe and they were both smiling.
Yeah.
And then fast forward and now KD and Anthony Edwards are laughing due to getting chirped back and forth. So the tide is changing.
I mean, Anthony Edwards is going to be winning MVPs in the next couple of years. He is so fucking fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. But it'll probably go back to, like, how is he going to win an MVP? You know?
Yeah.
Like, look at everybody that's still good and who hasn't. Luka hasn't.
Yeah. Tatum hasn't.
Shea hasn't.
I mean, this year it's Jokic. As long as Jokic is still breathing, he's the MVP frontrunner.
Right, exactly. It's like that whole thing when LeBron had like could have probably had 10 in a row.
Oh, 100%. Like Kevin Durant's MVP season, LeBron could have had that. 2014, 2015.
Probably D-Rose.
I mean, Curry. No, D-Rose
I'm
year.
I'm just kidding. Youngest MVP, my guy.
Curry, a couple of Curry's MVP years LeBron probably could have had.
Yeah.
Russell Westbrook's MVP
for
season.
Sure. Russell Westbrook's eighth seed MVP.
Yeah.
Because he forced himself to a triple-double every game.
Yeah. So that's where I think LeBron easily. You're looking. LeBron probably could have won MVPs all the way up into maybe 2020.
Probably.
Yeah.
But the Minnesota Timberwolves handled game one pretty okay-ish, and by pretty okay-ish, 25 points.
Do we think that? Do you think Kevin Durant bounces out of Phoenix this year?
Probably.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. I don't see. I would love this to be a series. Like this has the capabilities to be the best first round series.
100%. I think they match up so well.
Yeah.
And it's like Booker, Edwards, Durant, it's just scoring, scoring, scoring.
Right. And then like we said, the Nuggets came back down 20 to win on a buzzer beater by Jamal Murray. They lead the series 2-0.
That's not even going gentleman sweep. That series is going sweep.
Yeah, that's done. Tonight we got game two for Suns and T-Wolves, game two for Pacers Bucks, and for Mavs Clippers.
See, it's just nice having just games on.
Yeah. Yeah. T-Wolves minus 2.5. Where are you going?
I'm going Suns. I think Suns take this one.
ML?
Yeah, money line.
Heard. Bucks are only favored 1.5 against the Pacers.
I'm going Bucks.
Okay. And the Clippers are favored 2 against the Mavs.
I'm going Clippers in the 2.
Damn.
Is that what you're doing too?
No. Mavericks.
Going Clippers.
Yeah, I know, but I'm thinking about putting all the games that you said into a little parlay, seeing how that feels.
It might hurt. It might feel really good.
I don't know, James. You rarely make me hurt. Hey-o. for two guys, big hockey fellas.
Hockey.
Slap shot. Puck. Last week, I don't know if you are aware, but I am now a big Canucks fan.
I heard.
Canuck this. Yeah. The Canucks are up 1-0 on the Predators, and we get game two tonight. But we got to talk about the games yesterday because
I didn't watch much yesterday. Sunday I watched a little bit.
Well, the majority was just how bad the Islanders collapsed.
Oh, I saw that Frankie Borelli video of him just going, what just happened?
Dude, I saw the video. but I also saw the game for, I think, majority of the third. And then when I saw the video, I was like, dude, when you watch playoff hockey, nobody's allowed to change seats. Like, that was a rule when the Blackhawks were running through.
Yeah.
Like, I got called back to a family party by my cousin. Because he was like, dude.
You can't change up the dynamic. It's like, if you're riding.
Yeah. I forget who we were playing at the time, but my cousin Joe called me and he's like, dude, you got to run back over here or have your dad drop you off. Like, you need to sit back down because now the game's tied. And so what did I do? I was like, dad, you got to drive me back over to the cousin. I have to go back. This is a rule.
Yeah, that guess, yeah.
I could never leave a place when my team's winning.
Are you talking about his dad?
Yes.
I mean, his dad did just have a heart surgery.
Yes, I know. I'm saying what me.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, but like his dad obviously had to go home. So that's what brings up the question. I could never leave.
Oh, no.
Could you imagine just at all?
I mean, like Frankie Borelli's face, though, just goes like,
what are we doing here?
No, he's just like, wait, no, right at the score, he goes, what just happened? He's like, they just scored.
Yeah, like a squirrel getting lost in the sky.
Yeah, like, wait, what just happened?
Yeah.
That was tough. That was tough for the Islanders.
Islanders were up 3-0 and lost 5-3. Not good.
Not great.
Brady was big on the Stars, and I said, gross. And
you said gross, I'm in.
Yeah, and the Golden Knights took care of business in game one, 4-3.
Knights are still the Knights.
Yeah. And then the Oilers put up 7 on the Kings. Good. I just
don't. McDavid, 5 assists.
Ridiculous.
Gross.
Brady was talking about it last week. He was like, at some point, Connor McDavid just decided to just be the assist guy.
Yeah.
It's like, imagine being that good where you could just change your entire game in the snap of a finger.
You're like, oh, I'm going to be that guy now.
Yeah. That's what I do in like pickup hoops when I'm not feeling like really trying too hard. I'll be like, all right, I'll be the assist guy.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to end up turning it on and getting sassy.
Oh, that's great.
I had a favorites parlay and I really didn't want to pick the Bruins and the Maple Leafs.
Curb stopped.
Yeah. I mean, only 3-2, but it felt a lot worse than...
Oh, this is last day. Okay, yeah. I just think of game one.
No. Yeah, game two. Yeah, so tonight we have game twos for the Capitals and the Rangers, and that one just puck dropped, and then we have game two for Panthers Lightning. Chris is back on Panthers.
Kitty, kitty.
The Lightning are just cool. Them and the Maple Leafs just kind of like blend together in my eyes sometimes because big hockey guy. But cool jerseys. Cool, yeah. Cool logo. Still
special
Panthers.
Team, special players.
Panthers and four.
Yeah, Panthers and four.
Yep. Jets, Avalanche.
Crazy.
Yeah, don't let.
Pure craziness.
Yeah. So everybody knows big Avalanche guy, and now I'm a Canucks guy too, so I got two teams in this here playoff.
Good for you. Happy for it.
Thank you, but the Avalanche need to turn it around. I do not want the Winnipeg Jets to win another game. You blitz all night.
Dude, I got a little buzzed on Sunday night, and I watched that. Just so just sitting there watching TV, having a couple Modellos, just getting emotional.
They don't gain another yard.
I know all about it, Titus. I swear, before God.
You want to give Petey your spot? Go ahead.
I swear, before God, I'll make sure every last one of you are thrown in jail.
So aggressive.
So aggressive.
It's high school football.
I love when he just goes like, okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's like when you get like one of your buddies to do like another shot at the bar. It's just, okay.
Okay. Yeah. They're already quiet, drunk, and they're... trying to hide the fact that they're about to call an Uber.
Yeah, it's like, you guys said, James, you all right? Yeah, sure.
Want a shot? Okay.
And no, but that's the shot that brings you back.
Yeah, and then you're like, screw the phone.
Yeah, you're like, fuck it. You're like, canceling the Uber.
All right, let's start talking about Adam Sandler's greatest hits.
Oh, yeah, you're recording Big Daddy up the ass.
And then the Canucks are up 1-0, like we said, game two tonight. This time... is so great. Game, live bet. If you have gambling problem,
figure it out.
not our problem.
Yeah, I'm working through mine.
You can work through yours.
You can work through yours. It's a team effort. If you need somebody to call, call James. He's always on the phone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Always there for a phone call.
Absolutely.
You don't get my number, though. *67
Do you have any predictions from watching so far?
I think the Rangers are going to be the favorites in the East.
Yeah. Yeah, they're playing great. They're already up 1-0.
Yeah. Rangers. There it goes. I don't like New York sports, but like either somebody.
What a hot take.
I just like watching sporting events at the Garden. It's so fucking cool. Whether it's the Rangers or the Knicks, it's just so cool.
Yeah.
That place is just a madhouse.
I know. It's awesome. Yeah, Canucks and the Avalanche, I hope that they meet to go to the Cup.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Canucks jerseys are wild.
Yeah, I might have to get one.
That'd make me really happy if you did.
I'll Canuck around.
Ooh, nice.
Thank you. All right, James. We kind of got to do it.
431. What is there to talk about?
The NFL draft is poised and ready to hit your TVs.
I canceled it.
James turned down tickets because he's still processing, to put it lightly.
Nah, the city's a bunch of phonies. It's like in Spider-Man when the Green Goblin goes, everyone likes to turn on a hero. That's what the city fucking did. A bunch of turncoats.
You're the fan that I'm talking about.
I know. Yeah. it's just
the
like,
WWE fans. You're just catering to the fans these days. No sense of loyalty, huh?
Yeah. Oh, we're just going to ship Justin off to Pittsburgh. We're not going to give him Keenan Allen. We're not going to give him Roma Dunze.
Yeah.
Bullshit. Ryan Poles is fat. He's stupid.
No. Take it back.
He's fat and stupid.
No, he's the best.
He's kind of fat.
No, he's thick and he's smart.
He's got great love handles.
Oh, beautiful. I'd give him what? Yeah, so seems like Caleb Williams is signed, sealed, delivered. That will be take out all the hostility. Do you think it's a waste all the clock pick, or is it draft starts, picks in?
I think it's a waste of clock. I think it's a troll job for sure.
100%. It's a buzzer beater.
No, here's the thing. I think it's going to be a buzzer beater, and I think we're going to see Drake May at least once during that.
Oh, yeah, dude.
It's going to be such a troll.
Maybe Michael Penix, too. Fuck it.
Did you see what Drake May's agent said?
No.
That Drake May came out and said he doesn't want to play on the Bears.
Good.
And then someone goes, that's like me saying to Scorsese, I don't want to be in your next movie. Like, that's literally what it is. Like, okay, good, because you weren't going to be in it anyways.
James, it'd be like you going up to Megan Fox when she was with Machine Gun Kelly.
I don't want
to
have sex with you.
I don't want to have sex. Get out in front of it.
Like me off of like 16 Coors Lights and like 4 Dragon Bombs, just going, hey,
I don't want to do this with you.
I don't want to fool around with you tonight, just letting you know.
What a wild move that would be. James out at the bar. No, thanks. I'm good. Yeah.
She's got a Caleb Williams ankle tat. I'm good.
Yeah, but I think it's a beat around the bush thing. We're going to waste the clock. Oh, good movie.
I mean, it's such a get wild. It's going to be such a troll job. They're taking Caleb. If they don't take Caleb Williams, I will start laughing.
Yeah. If we don't take Caleb Williams, I've noticed you've stopped saying we. You've gone to they.
Yeah, if they don't take Caleb Williams. It's a grieving process.
I understand. I've gone through the process.
It's not fun.
If you need anybody to talk to,
I just get aggravated, though. It's like people, like, and I know I bring it on a lot with my mouth, but people make it a point to, like, when they see me, they're like, Justin Fields sucks. I'm like, get a new fucking one. I'm like, you fucking blowjobs. I'm like, Jesus Christ. I'll fucking dog walk you right out in an argument.
Yeah, it's like the
like, Everett makes it a point to say it to me, though. And that's where I'm like, just get a new one. Make fun of my giant nose with a zit on it.
Right.
Make fun of my scraggly beard. Like, get a new one.
Change it up. That's like when
I turned down Megan Fox and sex.
Yeah. That's like on PMT, I saw when they had Matt Ryan on. They were like, how often or how long can you go without somebody saying 28-3? He's like,
Yeah, not very long. But also, when the chirps are good, I can kind of get past it. But, like, when it's the same old thing, it's like, figure out something new.
Yeah, Matt Ryan, MVP winning quarterback. Me.
MVP fan.
MVP fan. Same boat. I'm with you, Matt.
The exact same. Where do you think... So, is it now Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May? Is that the new order? Or do you think Drake stays at 2?
I'm thinking that Robert Kraft just... fucks over the Patriots and trades out of 3. And they just say, like, whoa. Hey, loyalty, we're going to stick with Jacoby Brissett. He's been here before.
Wow.
I think that the Patriots do some moving around. Here's the thing. It's not going to happen. Like I have a better chance of banging Megan Fox if this happens. If the Bears took J.J. McCarthy first pick, I will jump off a bridge.
Oh, yeah, I'm not hanging around
I'm
to
so
see that.
I'm so sick of that fucking little douchebag. He everywhere I go, he looks at me.
It's like the Mona Lisa for James.
No, he's just there.
It's always
he's
looking at me.
There all the time. And it's like his stupid dad was putting on Facebook, I saw, and it's like, ooh, JJ's got all his rings on his fingers. Fuck off.
Yeah. Dads on Facebook need to just chill out sometimes.
Yeah. Like, my dad hasn't updated his profile picture on Facebook in like 10 years.
Yeah.
It's me wearing a Nike Just Do It shirt and looking like 100 pounds lighter.
I get so many friend requests from people that think I'm my dad.
Oh, nice. That's an honor. That's an honor.
It's an honor.
It's an honor.
Absolutely.
It would be a lot cooler if you were a junior, though.
Oh, tell me about it, dude.
You, like, how badly would you want to have the second on the back of your jersey?
Dude, I would have already had a kid if I was the second.
And then that kid would have been the third.
Yeah, there it is. That's the math.
The third, or four.
Yeah, Clifford the third. Oh. God, see you at draft day.
See you at the podium, yeah, Roger.
Yeah, any sport he wanted. Clifford the Third in High School Musical, the remake.
Now we're cooking.
Yeah, so 3 quarterbacks right away. Where do you think Marv goes?
I think if the Cardinals don't trade, it's Marv.
Yeah, has to be.
I don't know with the Chargers. I maybe Joe Alt. I think Jim Harbaugh is so weird that pick's going to get traded. Like, yeah, I don't know. I think the Bears at 9, it's either Dallas Turner or Odunze.
Yeah.
I think that's a foregone conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And then Scheffner, I was listening to, he firmly believes that Bo Nix and Michael Penix are going to go in the first round.
Yeah. I mean, so many teams need quarterbacks.
I mean, they're saying, I mean, if Bo Nix goes to the Rams, that's a winning franchise. That's just bringing in Stafford's successor. Which, fun fact, you know he played sports with Clayton Kershaw?
No way.
Yeah, because we get reminded about that.
Wait, baseball or football?
We get baseball.
Oh, no way. Whoa, Matt Stafford.
Yeah, we get reminded about it fucking daily by ESPN.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're saying Bo Nix is most likely going to go to the Rams. And, like, yeah, that's a winning franchise. Like,
I want Bo Nix to be so good.
I do, too. He's fun to watch.
Bo.
Yeah, like, Bo Nix. I think he's the second, actually.
Of course he is.
Fine, Bo Nix over on touchdowns.
Bo Nix Jr., Bo Nix the second, doesn't even matter.
So, yeah, Bo Nix, and then Penix, they said they could see him just, you know, going late first round. So, 5 fucking quarterbacks in the first round.
Yeah.
What's
a good, if Penix somehow can land himself on the Chiefs.
I mean, Chiefs just win another Super Bowl, and then Penix just, Mahomes can retire and be like, great.
Yeah, did it.
Yeah. I think, I don't know where J.J. McCarthy's going to go, either Denver or Giants maybe, or Vikings might make a trade.
Would love for him to come hang out in the NFC North.
And just get bullied by Caleb Williams. No, yeah. Get bullied by Montez Sweat or Dallas Turner.
Yeah.
You see the Lions' new uniforms?
No.
Ugly as shit.
I saw
the alternate ones.
Gross.
Disgusting.
I saw the Broncos new ones, and somebody was like, did they just watch too much Blue Mountain State?
Yeah, that just sums up the Broncos. And Zach Wilson's on the Broncos now, too.
Yeah, good for him. Who did that? Who got him another job?
Like,
because can I hire you to get me a job?
Yeah.
Like, that's insane. In what world does he deserve it?
That's like Zach Wilson saying to the Bears, I don't want to play for you.
Yeah. So draft day starts Thursday night.
Go on, get some Miller Lights.
Oh, yeah. Where's the watch party that you're not going to?
I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just Like, I'm going to be like Billy Bean. I'm going to be sitting just at an empty stadium by myself.
Tossing popcorn into your mouth and
maybe a Twinkie.
Yeah, calling Jonah Hill and asking when would you have drafted me?
Like, I haven't been on that much at work when the weekend after Fields got traded, the CFO of the company comes up to me. He doesn't really talk to me unless I mess up on an expense report, which happens a lot. He comes up to me and just goes, "Hey, you got to go out to the warehouse." I'm like, "Why?" He's like, "Just go out to the warehouse. They got something for you." I go out to the warehouse. There is a casket, and hanging in the casket is a Justin Fields jersey.
Oh, my God.
And, like, three guys from Burke Beverage are just standing there saluting and Amazing Grace is playing.
That's so disrespectful.
I was just like,
really, really funny.
I was just like,
but they got to read the room for you, pal.
Oh, and everybody, I guess, like, they were all in group chat saying we got to do something to James because, like I said, fought the fight till literally the last second.
Yeah, till you could not fight anymore.
Like, yeah, it was just like, I'm not over it. I wanted it to work so badly and it just didn't.
Yeah.
And it's one person's fault, and it's Matt Nagy's fault.
Yeah. I got over it almost immediately.
Yeah, you guys all did. Yeah, that's...
Not Brady.
You haven't been... Like, we've been together so long, Justin and I. Like, so long.
Yeah.
It's like, I sent him a screenshot of the song Love the Way You Lie by Eminem, and I'm just, like, thinking about you, bro. We'll get through this. Like, I'm surprised he has not blocked me on social media yet.
Oh, my God. It'll be a sad day, bad day if he ever blocks you.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Nah, he'll never do that. Like,
I even pulled the Jersey Jerry and asked him if he wanted to play Madden. How Jersey Jerry's done that with
Hell
TJ
yeah.
Watts. He didn't reply.
Yeah, take him out to a dinner. Oh, if you pay, come on.
No, like, I don't even want to go to a fancy dinner. Like, I'm saying, like, Chick-fil-A with the boys. Like, me and Justin just getting some chicken Sammy's, some Chick-fil-A sauce.
Well, he's vegan.
Fuck.
I don't know if he still is. Haven't talked in a while.
Yeah, haven't checked in with him.
Yeah.
But draft night, everyone go enjoy Miller Lights.
Yeah, go do it. Have fun. I got nothing. I hope that it's a wide receiver at 9 because just fucking be fast, be good, score points.
Be fast, be good, and we're obviously not going to – they're not going to hitch the wagon to Keenan Allen for too long, so you want to get another guy.
Yeah, I think it's going to be weird having hope.
Yeah.
Like, hope.
Like, you're not picking. You should put up the picture of you when they drafted Kevin White.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I should. Yeah. Big day tomorrow, y'all. Big day. Yeah, I'll repost that. That's been a while. All right. James, anything else? It's been a while.
No.
You feeling good?
Feeling good.
Okay.
It's baseball season for me.
Yeah. It is.
Not for you.
Not for me. But softball, it is softball season.
Softball. There we go.
Now we always find our way back.
We're turning negatives into positives.
Always. Just like science class. All right. This has been a pleasure. Brady usually says something. Do you need to say anything?
I mean, Bulls, go Cubs. Sure. Stay hydrated.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Stay hydrated.
Drink some Miller Lights, celebrate the Bears.
I'm going to be at a wedding this weekend, so God knows I need to stay hydrated.
In Florida.
Music by Pat Mallis and Chef Charles. Feels so good. Peace, love, and happiness.
Shot City, come on and ride with me. Get high and catch a vibe with me. This music that make you feel good. Do it for the real ones. Do it while I still can. This is for the real fans. We're singing along with the set of light shows. I know, I'm so fly, don't you think so too? Shorty trying to come through to kick it like Kung Fu. On the block cruise with the sunroof open. I'm the one who everybody love. Everybody want to be like me. I cha-cha real smooth. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I break rules and race roofs. Sit break goose with great juice. I make moves when I'm making music and hang loose, homie. Fall back like I don't. Okay, I gotta go right. Out la di da di do. I feel fucking awesome. Get it, got it, good, good. Get it, got it, good. Get it, got it, good, good. Get it, got it, good. Fall back like I don't. Okay, I gotta go right. Out la di da di do. I feel fucking awesome. I'ma tell you all why. Ain't felt like this for a long time. Can't think with the wrong mind. Can't drift to the wrong tide. Can't sink, it's all dry. Land, one day you gotta learn to fly. Curve the plot, cook it up, serve it hot. Shorty thick like a car bomb, oh lord. Won't quit till it's all mine, oh god. I've been steady trying to get in my way. That's the only way that I get down. Ever since I focused on my mindset. Things ain't no
good, good.